What's something you've crossed off your bucket list? 608-321-1063. On the show last week, Stacey Kay, our wonderful traffic reporter, told us about her husband bringing home 10 baby chicks, crossing that off his bucket list. But Stacey, you were so stressed out. So we got some advice from our Q106 radio family for Stacey Kay's chicken eggs. Bob said, hey, I had 9 horses and my daughter brought home a 10th and said, hey, what's
goodness.
One more?
Wow. Well, yeah, just a little more poop there.
Yes. But shovel. Then Bob also shared a kind of scary story off air when he was a toddler.
Oh.
He has a scar from a baby chicken, so he will never have baby chicks at his house either.
They can peck you kind of hard. My adult chickens peck me. Like one.
Maybe that's what it was. Maybe it was the adult.
Yeah, jumped up and just pecked me, and I'm like, ow. And later I noticed there's a bruise there. I've got little marks all over my legs from them. I mean, they hurt. So I would say for a small child, that would do some damage.
Yes. Yeah. And then another listener said, well, just think of them like dinosaurs. They eat everything, including snakes.
Yeah, you know what? I have heard that they eat mice. I guess if the snake is small, they'll eat
it.
They'll peck it to death, that's for sure.
What?
They'll go right to it. They will grab whatever they see moving. Yes, that's true.
So now a week or so in, how are the baby chicks going?
Well, it's, you know what? I've warmed up to the whole idea.
Okay.
I'm calming down. They grow very fast. They're getting bigger. And we handle them because, you know, we want them to be friendly.
Oh.
It's just that, you know, the other, you know, mainly responsibility type things. Because I have enough to do. So I was like, hey, Mr. K, why don't you go clean out that cage, huh?
Mm-hmm.
He's like, why do I have to clean it? I said, well, you brought him home.
That's right.
You're cleaning it.
Mm-hmm.
So he was like, yeah, I guess you're right. And he let me sleep in on Sunday till 10.
Nice.
So that's a first. So I'm like, all right. So I'm thinking about the future, and we're researching how to integrate the younger chickens with the bigger chickens, because they can't go outside till it's warm or till they're 12 weeks old and all their feathers are in.
Oh, man.
So they're inside, so I have to get a bigger place to put them because they're growing.
Do you have any Stacey K's chicken eggs ready to sell yet?
No, you know what?
Okay, not
with
yet.
The weather being cold, I mean, it's warming up, but when it was cold, they weren't really producing too much. My 6 adults. And I've only been getting like 2 to 4 eggs a day. So it's taking a little while. And my mother-in-law has been selling our eggs to her friends.
Ooh, side hustle.
It's like, yeah. So I'm like, okay, sure. Here's 3 dozen eggs. Like when we get enough, we give them to her and she just gives them out to her friends.
And before we let you go, Stacey, I had another laugh at your expense. You texted me, your husband now has another hobby besides chickens. What else does he want to do
now? He's decided to be a beekeeper.
What?
I'm like, really? Do you know anything about bees? No.
Oh,
so
man.
He's starting to research. He already bought, it's like the kind of hive that it is like, you don't have to intrude on the bees when you eventually get the bees.
Okay.
It the honey comes out of it and you can just jar it, you know, as you go. But he needs to learn about bees. He needs to, you know what he's doing and put it not so close to the house.
Oh my gosh.
He hasn't put it together
so
yet. He has to do all that. I'm like, I'm not helping you.
Well, we had Erica join our show a couple times from Mallory Meadows Farms, and her honey and some of her hot sauces actually made it backstage when Brantley Gilbert was on tour. So maybe your husband's honey will get featured, or the eggs, because a lot of country artists obviously want to support local and farm.
Yeah, there we go.
So
there
maybe that'll be something. I know you guys are rockers, too.
Yes.
Maybe a rock star will want Stacey K's chicken eggs and Mr. K's honey.
That sounds great. What a great idea.
Oh, now I'm putting that smile.
The wheels are churning.
Yes.
All right. Awesome.
Cool.